Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is editor and publisher of the Freeman's Journal, Hometown Oneonta, and all at SIGO.com, Jim Kevlin. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, a very interesting and timely hearing occurred in Oneonta, and it has to do with transgender issues occurring the night before the mass shooting in Orlando.
Yes, David. This was really such a coincidence. Last Friday evening, a woman from the Long Island Transgender Advocacy Coalition, Julie Gray Owens, Lita, L-I-T-A, was in Oneonta holding a town hall gathering. And similar gatherings are planned in Rochester, Albany, Plattsburgh, apparently all across upstate. This was the night before the shooting at the Pulse in Orlando. The goal was to find out what's going on and put together a legislative agenda to take to Albany. It was at the Unitarian Universalist Church. About 15 people showed up. And this was not a fearful group of people. Our reporter, Libby Cudmore, was there, and she came back with some great quotes. And I pulled three out of the story that I thought would be worth sharing. One was from an artist in Oneonta who plans to publish a magazine, a local transgender scene. And she said, passing can be coming out of hiding. We're not that much weirder than the college students, which I thought was both funny and probably apt. The second was from a woman from Schoharie, Catherine Hawkins. She told the group, trans is not all that I am. I've been very successful by not focusing on my transgender identity. Volunteer for everything in the community in every way possible, she told the group. You'll be accepted because you yourself. And the third one was from Denise Wilkinson of Oneonta, apparently a very sweet lady, very pleasant and approachable. I came out as a trans woman 2.5 years ago, and I haven't been harassed or chased once. I went to the DMV, got my license changed, no problem. And then she said, I'm blessed. And I thought, what a wonderful sequence of observations and inputs, particularly as we were putting out our newspaper just 2-3 days after the shootings in Orlando. And it reminded me, we're seeing all these ratings these days, or rankings, the top 20 this, the top 10 that. And of course, here locally, Cooperstown has a much higher visibility than Oneonta. But a travel website called Matador ranked Oneonta as the 14th most accepting and sort of easygoing and pleasant community to live in across the country, and apparently found a very high sustainability ethic. And it occurred to me, this fits into that. I mean, maybe, you know, Cooperstown gets all the attention, but maybe Oneonta is the community of the future that we really should be focused on.
Very interesting story, which you can read about at allatsigo.com, the Freeman's Journal, our hometown Oneonta. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher. Jim, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.